just before we go, let's talk about public sector pay, because public sector salary rises could be reviewed, Downing Street has signalled, as a Labour attempt to scrap the 1% cap was defeated in Parliament by a majority of 14, with all 10 DUP MPs opposing it. Now, pay rises for public sector workers have effectively been capped at 1% since 2013. Is it time, though, for them to be given more money? The commentator Brian Palin and also the businessman Erwin Armstrong are on the line. Brian, you first. What do you think then? Does this mean that it is going to be the case that the cap remains, that people are not going to get a big pay rise?
Well, the lifting of the cap, I think, was going to signal there's going to be a huge pay rise for workers. But I think the decision yesterday by the Conservatives and DUP to vote against this amendment, I think, was disgraceful and sent out a shocking message to workers in Britain, including Northern Ireland.
Why?
And
because
I recently read a blog there, and it was about a firefighter in Greenfell Tower talking about the conditions inside the tower as he battled saving people's lives. Absolutely horrendous. I just wonder how that firefighter's feeling this morning. And I wonder how firefighters in Northern Ireland, some of whom may have voted for the DUP, are feeling this morning. I mean, and the Conservatives themselves are in disarray over the policy. They hinted it might be lifted, it might be the budget, etc. It's this argument that austerity is working, and it's been proven that it's not working given the election results.
You know, the DUP, we should say, in a statement, nobody could come on, but they did say they support a fair deal for frontline public sector workers.
And you can only judge people by their actions. I mean, yesterday they could have abstained. They could have abstained yesterday, and they could have, what do you call it, and the Labour amendment still would have been defeated by four, if I done my maths correctly, by 4 votes. Lady Sylvia Herman voted for the Labour amendment, from what I gather. No, what do you call it? And then not coming on to talk about it. I can understand why they don't want to talk about it. If this is the part of the New Deal that we're seeing, this new dispensation, then workers throughout Britain, including Northern Ireland, must be horrified at this. Just ask any public sector worker, do they think this pay cut should have been lifted?
Well, businessman Erwin Armstrong is also on the line. I should say that the DUP continued that statement by saying that they will continue to make the case where it counts for a fair deal for frontline public sector workers, and that decisions on the pay cap should be taken at the appropriate time by the government, and that they've also sent a clear message that the party wants to change on a number of fronts and the approach to the economy and austerity. But you listen there to what Brian has to say, and you talk about people who are working in the health service, who are dealing with situations like Grenfell Tower as far as the fire service are concerned, police officers, all those public servants who are doing a hard job. Can you really defend the idea that their pay is capped at 1%, Erwin?
Yes, I think it's very reasonable to look at it. I mean, if we stick to the Northern Ireland context particularly, where the civil service or the public service, if you want to call it that, are paid on average almost 30% more than the private sector. And part of that is due to the fact that wages for the private sector in Northern Ireland are at least 20% less than they are on the mainland. And I think our concentration should really be on trying to get the private sector wages up to a level where they are getting close to the terms and conditions that all of the public sector workers already get. So it's not unreasonable to say, if there is money available to spend, and I hope there is, that we start to look at our education system. We start to see why we pump more money into education. We pump more money into getting the level of business up so that we are competing on a national stage. I mean, we already operate at a disadvantage because we have a stretch of water, and that stretch of water costs a lot of money in terms of costs for business.
But are you basically suggesting that private sector workers are disadvantaged compared to public sector workers here?
Absolutely. They are paid on average almost 30% less across the board. In fact, the real figure I think is closer to 40, but you have got to bring in the fact that some of the public sector jobs are at a higher level and higher levels of education, but when you take
let's put that to Brian. Basically, public sector workers have it good, according to Erwin.
Very good. I expect Erwin to say that. Erwin, I can really write and sort of say what Erwin's going to say. So I'm not really, in a way, I'm answering Erwin, but I'm sort of talking to the listeners of this program, and there are many of them. I'm saying to people, look at what austerity has happened. Look at it. Look at the landscape. Look at the universal credits coming in here, which has been a disaster in Britain. Look at the number of private sector workers, where workers do not have any trade union representation, the low wages, the call centres, etc. Is that really the economic landscape that we want for our young people coming up? I most certainly don't. I mean, I want the landscape where people actually feel that they'll have a life, that they'll have a house, etc. I mean, social housing, it's a mess here as well. I'll go back to the point I made again. If this is the new dispensation where the DUP and the Conservative Party can effectively say to public sector workers throughout Britain, etc., that we do not value your contribution, that we will not support a pay rise for you, well then, people who voted for them, people who haven't voted, will look at that accordingly. We've seen the election result. We've seen what happened there, where Theresa May thought she was on a huge majority, was going to coast home, and now she's in an incredibly weaker position. And we haven't even...
Brian, can I ask you a question?
Okay, Brian, let Erwin ask you a question quickly.
Do you think it's right that the public service workers in Northern Ireland, on average, are earning almost 30% more than the private sector, and that we should give the public service more money instead of investing that money to bring the levels of the wages in the private sector up? You know, that's not equality. You may be talking in terms of one sector. I'm saying across the whole range of sectors in Northern Ireland, we need to bring the wages up to match the rest of the UK.
You seem to be ignoring that fact. I'll give you a very quick example of this public-private sector.
Brian, very quick. We've only 60 seconds left of the programme.
It's been proven again and again that the private sector want to take money out of the public purse. That's kind of, you know, in terms of NHS contracts, etc. It doesn't work. What it does is lower standards. We should be defending public workers and people, I think, need to have that. Do we want good standards, decent pay? That's what I think is important.
What about the private sector workers?
Okay, listen, I don't think we're going to get a meeting of minds here, but I really appreciate both of you coming on this morning. That's Brian Palin and also the businessman Erwin Armstrong. Should just mention, we've had a tweet from Enda who gave us an update from Stormont Castle at the start of the programme that the Stormont Business Committee is due to meet around now to set the Assembly agenda, if there is one. Details of what a deal may or may not be, and potentially another deadline, all to come on Radio Ulster throughout the day. Thanks for your company today. We are back tomorrow at 9.